Now, Rav Nosson Saleh adds one more paragraph on this piece, Shaykh Leil, related to this long, long paragraph that we just had. We know it's the custom among those that daven Nusach Sfarad, and especially among Hasidim, one of the highlights of the entire week is the Hoidu that we say on Friday afternoon. Before Mincha, when we come to Shul for Mincha on Erev Shabbos, there's that Hoidu. Hoidu Lashem Ki Toiv Ki Lo'ilam Chazdoi. Chapter 107 in Tehillim, which the Baal Shem Tov instituted to say it there, you know, on at the conclusion of the 6 days of the week. When we just finished getting beaten up every which way a person could possibly get beaten up during the 6 days a week. And we're about to enter into heavenly bliss, into Shabbos. And before we enter, we review everything we've been through. We drowned, we were in prison, all the thing, we were sick, or starving, all the different things that I mentioned in that paragraph. And each time we say there, Vayitzaku el Hashem batzar lohem, each time we cried out to Hashem in our suffering, and Hashem saved us. Hashem took us out of it. He brought us to the shores of Shabbos. We made it to Friday afternoon. We made it to we're about to enter into Shabbos. So one of the sentences, this is supposed to be really one of the highlights of the week, especially for a Breslover. Rav Nosson Saleh, in several places in Likutei Halachos, goes into a beautiful, beautiful explanation and elaboration on that chapter of Tehillim, you know, teaching us in detail what it's all about, how a person's reviewing his whole life and all of his lifetimes, and each time realizing, you know, where I was at, all the difficult places, and each time the only thing that saves me is Vayitzaku el Hashem, crying out to Hashem. Vezeh, this is, as it says there in Hoidu, To'u bamidbor bishimoin derech ir moishov loy matzo. They were wandering around in the desert. They couldn't find any path to civilization. What did they do? Vayitzaku el Hashem. They screamed out to Hashem. Shekishodom nisrachik mimekoimoi. When a Jew drifts far away from his place, he feels he's gone, he's drifted away. I'm not where I was. There was a period of time that I felt I was in a good place, and now I'm so far from that. Va'azai hu toye bamidbor, and then he's wandering around lost in the desert. Ve'eini yodea haderech lo shuv lemekoymoi, and he can't figure out how to get back to his place. Bechinas ir moishov loy matzo. They couldn't find an inhabited city, couldn't find civilization. I'm walking around here, all I see is sand and scorpions and snakes and windstorms. Azai ikar ho'etza vayitzaku el Hashem. The most important advice, the thing that can help the person most, is screaming, crying out to Hashem. Shezehu ikar bechinas ha'haschola shenimshach al kol echad miYisrael b'Rosh Hashanah. This is the beginning that each and every single Jew is being introduced to on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the beginning of the year, and what's the highlight of Rosh Hashanah? The blasting of the shofar, the crying out to Hashem, the sounds of the shofar, or each and every single Jew in shul who never raises their voice, who never puts something into it, and comes Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, everyone just about gets a little bit woken up and screaming a little, each one on their level, calling out to Hashem. Bechinas mimamakim kerosicha Hashem, that I'm calling out to Hashem from the depths. On this topic of Hazinu, once we mentioned it, one of the most special stories in Yiddishkeit, in Klal Yisrael, is about one of the giants who lived about 1,000 years ago, the Ramban, who was one of the greatest tzaddikim, certainly of his generation. He lived in Spain originally, and he was one of the few tzaddikim who was on a level to debate with the leaders of the other religions. He didn't want to. He had a gun put to his head. He was forced to, and he debated and won completely. And he was forced to flee Spain, and he eventually came to Eretz Yisrael. And we have the famous Igeres Haramban that he left us, And we have the Ramban Sforim, his commentary on the Torah, on the written Torah. We have the Pirush Ramban on Shas and Chidush Ramban. Awesome, giant. He's one of the few people of his generation that the Arizal writes that he was one of the main pivotal people to receive the Kabbalah. He was one of the main people in his generation who was completely knowledgeable in the secrets of Kabbalah, and whatever he said, all of his teachings are based on pure super foundations of Kabbalah, the mystery, the secrets of Torah. The Ramban had many students. He had a student whose name was Avner, Reb Avner, and this was one of his major students. And this student at one point fell away. He left the Ramban, and he became a complete apikoris. He went against all of religion, and he became very high in the non-Jew. I think he converted even, he converted out, and he became very high in their echelons. And at one point, I think he summoned the Ramban, or he went to the Ramban spitefully, really spitefully, on Yom Kippur. And he said, Rabbi, tell me, how many sins, I'm going to tell you what I did. Let me see if you can tell me how many sins I did in one shot. I slaughtered a pig on Yom Kippur and ate it. And that, how many sins is it? So the Ramban said, five koreses. You committed five. He said, no, you're wrong. It's six. And he showed him how it was six. And the Ramban looked at him and he said, why? Why did you leave? What? So he said, you want to know why? I'll tell you why. It was one shir that you gave. In one of the shirim that you gave, you were speaking about Ha'azinu, Shiras Ha'azinu, and you told us that everything, the whole world, the entire creation, the whole world, every single person in the world, and everything that ever took is found in Ha'azinu, Shiras Ha'azinu. And that's one of the shortest parshias in the whole Torah. I heard that. And I thought that that's absurd, that's ridiculous. I couldn't accept that. And as a result of that, I decided everything is gone, period. And he said to the Ramban, do you still hold by what you said? The Ramban said, yes. And he got scared now. Now he got scared because here he's powerful and, he's laughing. And he's figuring he's going to see, and the Ramban sees that he's not a little kid. He's powerful in the government and everything. And he figured the Ramban's going to back down, and he sees the Ramban's not backing down a millimeter. He says, yes, definitely. So he says, yeah, then show me where am I in Parsha Sazino. The Ramban said, okay. He went into a corner of the room. He was mispalel, that Hashem should show him. And he came back. A couple of moments later, he said, let me show you. And he quoted one of the psukim in Hazinu, the pasuk, Omarti af ehem, ashbiso me enois zichram. I said, I will destroy them. I'll wipe out their memory from mankind. I'll annihilate them. He said, if you take a look at those words, af ehem, ashbiso me eret zichram, the third letter in those words, spells Aleph Beis Nun Resh, Avner, exactly. He heard this, he turned white, because again, he saw that the Ramban wasn't joking, and he saw that the Ramban knew exactly, if he said something, it was the truth, the whole truth, So he looked at him, and he said, what do I do now? What do I do now? And the Ramban said to him, You heard what the pasuk said. And that was all he said. It's brought that this person went and he took a boat, a rowboat. This is, 1,000 years ago, before motorboats. Went out to sea and was never heard from again. That was the end of this Avner, period. He left. We mentioned Hazinu, and Rav Nosson Zal threw in one word, that Hazinu contains everything. This story appears in a number of places. One of the Sforim where it's found is the Sefer Seder HaDoiros, which shows, it follows all the generations going from Adam HaRishon until, 100 years ago, 200 years ago. And under the Ramban, this is one of the special stories that it brings about the Ramban, a very famous story. So we know, Rav Nosson Zal showed us the message in Parshas Hazinu, that the message is that there's hope for everybody. This student probably will have a tikkun. If the Ramban told him to do that, and he did, he left, then probably the Ramban will be able to be misakin him. We see that the great tzaddikim, Koirach, the Arizal says, who's going to be misakin Koirach? Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is going to eventually bring a tikkun to Koirach. The pasuk tzaddik katomor yifroch, that there's going to come a time when the tzaddik is going to blossom forth like a palm tree. The Arizal says that pasuk refers to Moshe Rabbeinu. And the last letters, tzaddik katomor yifroch, spell the word Koirach, showing that that's going to be one of Moshe Rabbeinu's achievements when he gets to his place, that he'll be able to effect a tikkun even for Koirach. That's how great the tzaddikim are.